Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Todd McShay, love him or hate him, was on the Rich Eisen show, and Todd works for The Ringer these days. He was on the Rich Eisen show yesterday, reading this clip off of SteelersDepot.com, and talking about next year's draft class, which limits you and others were talking about as maybe one of the best ever before it basically fell apart, right?
Yeah, I think collapse might be the better word to use, because
isn't fell apart a synonym for collapse?
Yeah, but I feel like collapse, there's more weight to that. It's a bigger drop off than fall apart, because that's how bad the class was. And I was wrong with saying that it was going to be an elite class.
How about disintegrated? Isn't that the best word yet? Or phrase?
Can we exploded? Agree on that?
No, disintegrated.
Disintegrated.
Exploded.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mulsey.
It disintegrated. Well, Todd McShay is now saying that it might be this 2027 draft class that might be one of the, quote, best quarterback classes ever, he said. And I quote him here. Everyone's looking and saying, you know what? Maybe I buck the trend and go into the NFL as an inexperienced quarterback versus being part of that group next year. Meaning that the group in a couple of years could have Arch Manning, could have Lenora Sellers then, could have Julian Sain, DJ Lagway, and a bunch of other guys. And that's McShay's opinion, that it could be one of the best draft classes ever. There's been this idea that the Steelers want and need to get their quarterback next year. I think they need to get a quarterback, and that they shouldn't force it, and that the Kenny Pickett saga is a lesson to not pick one next season if it's not their guy. You know what I mean, Limits?
Yep.
If it's not your guy, don't do it. I know the draft's in Pittsburgh. I know you've been accumulating resources to make that move up if you really want a guy, and maybe Mendoza is that guy. Maybe they will want to move up and cash in their chips and go get him, and wouldn't it be great to do that in Pittsburgh, to have somebody go up to that podium, maybe Ben, who knows, and announce the pick. That'd be awesome. But if it's not the guy, don't force it. And who knows? Maybe 2027 is the year. I'm starting to think that Aaron Rodgers, and I know I've gone back and forth, so has everybody else on Aaron Rodgers. But if you're asking me today which way the wind's blowing, I wouldn't be shocked if he came back next year and bought you another year limits. You?
I would definitely bring him back, barring a huge unforeseen injury that could happen in the future. We don't know, but I'm with you. They should not draft a quarterback just on the basis of needing to draft a quarterback. And I thought, look, it was the perfect storm. With the draft being in Pittsburgh, you were likely going to have another mediocre year with a ton of quarterbacks that were potentially going to be available for you in a deep class, similar to how Bo Nix was, what, the 10th pick in the draft?
Yeah.
Michael Penix was 12th. That was a deep draft class for quarterbacks. If you're the Steelers and you were picking right around 20th, you could have moved up in a draft like that to 10. And that's what I thought that this draft was going to be, with that type of depth, with good players like Bo Nix still available later on. It's not amounted to that.
No, and it's amounted to a pile of something.
Yeah.
And it's not good.
So if they don't think that the second or third or fourth quarterback that's off the board after Mendoza, assuming that Dante Moore stays at Oregon, which I think he probably will do. Why not? You're making so much money in college anyway, and he can further develop. They should not reach for a quarterback. Don't do it.
No, I agree. And if that 2027 class shapes up the way that McShay and apparently others think it will, I don't think there's any harm in waiting at this point.
Yeah.
And this season has become quite interesting. It's become quite interesting moving forward.
Very.
Like I was talking about with Hokie, the problem is that everybody else is hot too. And I don't know that two games constitutes, you know, a hot streak. But there is a little something happening with the Steelers. There's this vibe happening. I really feel like people like Metcalf, Rodgers, Queen, Ramsey, you know, these guys, first of all, are all healthy right now. Which going into the season, you were like, what's this team going to look like in mid-December? Is it just going to be a shell of itself? Well, actually, other than the fluky Watts situation, the older guys are pretty much all healthy and thriving, and I thought they really rallied together after the Buffalo game going into Baltimore. I think it started with the quarterback, and I think everything we've seen since then, and maybe even the fire Tomlin chants as part of the motivation here, I don't know if I'm articulating this well, but even watching like an NFL films thing that I was watching last night on the Dolphins game, I don't even know if it was NFL films. It was, you know, sounds of the game type thing. And I realize it'll be hard to come out of that with negative vibes, but it feels like a team that has come together a little bit, led by its older players, led by a guy like Metcalf saying, you know what, put me in as a gunner. We don't have anybody to do it. I'll go out and do it. We've had a bunch of divas around here at that position for a long time. He's not one of them. He didn't bitch and moan when he wasn't getting the ball for a long period of time. All he did was keep working. All he did was volunteer for gunner duty and now is making big catches and big plays for them in these last two games, and it's opened everything else up. The quarterback, the same, the way that he showed up for that Ravens game, both in the way he played and competed, you could tell that this team was not going to go quietly after that Buffalo game when a lot of us thought it was just flat out over. So I have to acknowledge that there's a vibe about the Steelers right now, Limits, that it's always hard to quantify, but I feel like it's there. I feel like it's there where it's a team coming together and there is talent on this team. It's not like they're a talentless group. My question from the beginning was, yeah, where would they be health-wise in the middle of December? Would Cam Hayward be able to hang on for another year, let alone thrive? He's playing his best football. Aaron Rodgers, best football. DK Metcalf, best football. Jalen Ramsey is playing really well. It's the older guys mixed in with the so-called cast-offs that have made this happen for a couple weeks. It's still too early to tell, but I do feel like there's a positive energy about them, the kind of positive energy that you can feel with teams late in seasons that might be able to make a run. That's all I'm saying for now.
And what have we talked about?
I'm not predicting it. And again, the problem is Everybody else is hot.
Yeah.
The Bills, for example, they hit their rock bottom too. You see them in against Miami a month ago? Did you see them in that horrible Texans game where they just got physically dominated? Well, guess what? They've rallied. They've won three in a row. Some impressive wins too. And I mentioned the Jags, the Texans are killing people. The Chargers are hot again. The Patriots have lost once in 3 months. Everybody else is hot too. Even the Ravens. They're 6-2 in their past eight, and they think they got robbed, and they might not be wrong in the one they lost to the Steelers. They could easily be 7-1 in their last eight, and I think Lamar is back. So this shapes up as a fascinating stretch run for the Steelers and everybody else in the AFC.
With what you brought up about the vibes, over the last however many years, we've talked about this diva quotient, whether it was Deontay Johnson and the noise that he was making on and off the field, George Pickens, the toxic positivity of Russell Wilson. Something that Cam Hayward said with Scott Van Pelt after the game I think was fascinating, where, sure, Aaron Rodgers tries to hold the offense accountable. What he said, kind of throwing some shade at Jonnu Smith a couple weeks ago and making sure that receivers run the right routes. And Cam said, well, we can do the same exact thing and hold him accountable whenever we need to. And we haven't really heard that unnecessary noise and a lot of the things in the background that have really caused this team to start to crumble a little bit.
We started to get some of it after the Buffalo game when it looked like Queen was questioning the schemes. It looked like there was some grumbling happening behind the scenes.
Well, with coaching, yes. I'm talking about like individual players.
No, I hear you. I hear you. It just looked like it was ripe for things to fall apart because they were ripe to fall apart. And they've rallied. And good for them. I'm with Ben, though. I want to see them deliver a performance in Detroit. And then we can really start talking.
Well, my problem is, what is their signature win this year? New England,
Baltimore,
but the Patriots had five turnovers. Okay, yeah. In Baltimore.
Yeah.
Still against the Ravens team that's hovering right at 500.
But they played well.
It's having its worst year with Lamar maybe ever.
Well, but they've, again, going into that game, I think they had won five in a row, had they not?
They had.
And Lamar was playing pretty well. I know what you're saying.
What I'm saying is a win against the Lions would be substantial for me. And I know that.
How is Detroit a signature win if in Baltimore wasn't? They're separated by a game. They're both disappointing teams that are out of the playoffs at the moment.
For me, it would be because the Lions are the Lions and what they've accomplished over the past few years.
What have they accomplished?
Because think about how much the Steelers typically beat the Ravens. Now, I'm not trying to take anything away from that victory. The way that they went to Baltimore the last two games of last season and were basically pushed around at the line of scrimmage is nothing to scoff at and was a huge detriment to their season, a big reason why they should have made significant changes in the offseason. What I'm saying, though, is if you go to Detroit with a very high-flying offense where the Steelers against big-time offenses, other than Jonathan Taylor and their rushing attack, have not been able to play really well, that would open my eyes to say, okay, they can win a home playoff game against Buffalo, potentially, where right now I would not predict them to do that. They can beat a team like the Chargers after they already went to L.A. and not won, because I think that this would be them hitting their stride at the right time.
412-928-9370. You want to weigh in on that? And we also have a Limitless Express ahead, because there's more NFL stories, not to mention a huge, huge college football weekend. Just all around, it's a giant football weekend. We have the Pitt women and the volleyball Final Four again tonight. Tons of us will be watching that game. When's 6:30?
6:30.
Yeah, that's when it starts. That's going to be great. But in the meantime, we have the Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. What other things are on your mind, Limits, for the Limitless Express?
There's a lot on my mind, Joe, including a dive into college football as we approach the college football playoff this weekend. There's a quarterback that has entered the transfer portal that I think is fascinating. A big name.
Ooh.
Two big names that have entered the portal. Plus, Ken Rosenthal is throwing out more names.
No.
More names.
No. Please.
But the Pirates could be interested in.
Juan Soto, maybe. Shohei, they in on him? They in on Shohei for a trade, maybe?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Guess who I met at the party last night, Limits, and I think you did too.
Robin West Mifflin. He was there.
I did not see him.
Yeah, Rob was there. I was walking by Crowley, and he kept yelling at me, and I was like, why is Crowley yelling? And he was like, look who it is! And he was like, it's Robin West Mifflin. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I gave him a hug. It was great to see
Rob. Was he yelling Limits or what was he saying?
No, I don't think he was saying anything. He was in conversation with Crowley.
Oh.
And Crowley was pointing me in the direction of Rob, who is one of the very loyal listeners of our show.
Yeah, I love that guy. I can't remember if I ever met him, though. Emmanuel from Carnegie.
Yes, I saw Emmanuel right when he walked in.
Carnegie, I should say. What a treat he is. And he bought my wife and I dessert.
Did he really?
Yeah, I insisted that he not. He insisted that he did.
Yeah, he's a good man. I like Emmanuel a lot. Rob.
I'll tell you this much too, Limits. The homemade apple tart with vanilla ice cream over there at Mike's.
Yeah.
Increnculent.
Almost as increnculent as the surf and turf that you got me. Thanks again, Grandpa, for dinner.
You're welcome. Who's on the line?
We have Brian in New Brighton who wants to chime in on the Steelers.
What's up, Brian?
How's it going?
Good.
So I have two things that are kind of connected when it comes to the quarterback and them in general. One, if they got a Bo Nix, they don't have anybody that would be able to develop them. Arthur Smith has a hard enough time offensive coordinating the forward pass, let alone developing a quarterback. And the thing that I think is I've actually been really excited and surprised at is Tomlin, to me, the assistant coaching and the development of players have lacked over the years. Seems like he's given Aaron Rodgers surprisingly more, a bigger leash than he's given even Ben towards the end of his career to, kind of do his thing. I just question if you go get a quarterback, yeah, it's a great look having it in our town and doing that, but then where does it go from there?
No, that's a fair question. I'm liking Arthur Smith a little better the past couple of weeks, but yes, overall, I don't consider him necessarily an architect of a high wire passing game, or maybe a guy who's going to develop a young quarterback. I don't, but you still have to have one. You know, whoever is here, you still got to go out and get one. And who knows what this operation looks like a couple of years from now if they go in 27. I appreciate the call, man. Who's else?
We have Andrew in Monaco who wants to chime in on the Steelers.
The home of Brad Davis. What's up?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
So the one thing I wanted to discuss is the Steelers' main struggles the last few years going into the playoffs have been they have looked dead even before they got to the playoffs. Like last year, they went on a 5-game lose streak. The year before that, I think they went 2-3 or 3-2. So I think if they want to win a playoff game, they have to finish strong these 5 weeks, which includes winning in Detroit and includes winning in Cleveland, which they haven't done the last few years.
What's your point?
That in order for them to win a playoff game, they have to win 2 out of the next 3. Even if they were going to make the playoffs, if Baltimore loses the next 2 games, I think that in order for them to finish the season on a strong note and head into the playoffs.
Well, see if you agree with this. We talked about it yesterday. I think, honestly, the difference between them winning and losing that first playoff game, if they get there, is whether they have to play their guys against the Ravens or not. If they get that week to rest and rev up with a lot of their older guys for a home playoff game, man, I like their chances a lot better than I do coming out of a just bang them up for all the marbles game against the Ravens. You look at history, and by and large, both teams, the Ravens and the Steelers, have trouble the following week when they play each other in a game, let alone with one with a division title on the line. So the difference between having to go through that physically and just resting people is enormous, and might, for me at least, be the difference between picking the Steelers in their first playoff game and picking against them. But who am I to say? Limits has an entire Limitless Express planned, and I plan to go on that trip with him. Limits?
Joe, the people were frantically trying to further call in.
What was that guy saying?
That was Tomcat and Matt Lebanon trying to discuss some things with me on what the playoff clinching scenarios were. And I was trying to give him the rundown of...
Did you tell him you're busy?
What it was like for the division. Because the Limitless Express is now.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
We're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same thing.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. That's in Crinkuland. I like the lilt on that. The lilt on that song's outstanding. What do you have for me, Limits?
All right, Joe. The Steelers are signing linebacker Jeremiah Moon, Bad Moon Rising, off the Panthers practice squad to join the team. We touched on it a little bit. But does this give you significant caution that the Steelers could miss Nick Herbig in this game? And if they do, how will that impact their ability to pressure Jared Goff? It would basically be Alex Highsmith, who's been the one who's been hurt the most of anybody this year, with no Watt and potentially no Herbig, with Moon and Highsmith on the other side, plus Jack Sawyer.
Well,
it would not make me feel very good.
Well, I don't feel so bad about Jack Sawyer and Highsmith. You know, you always wonder about Highsmith because he's been a little bit injury prone, but he seems right at the moment. And when he's right, he's a really good player. But yes, obviously this is a concern when they bring in Bad Moon Rising, and it reflects upon the situation right now. I don't know. Nobody seems to know anything about TJ Watt.
No.
That's the big story at the moment. But this Moon signing, Hokie thought it was more about Herbig than Watt. But I don't feel horrible necessarily about Jack Sawyer. Do you? At least they have a third guy who I think is competent.
Well, we know that Nick Herbig is not the best, at least out of the three. He's probably third in terms of stopping the run. out of the three impactful outside linebackers. I wonder, because Jack Sawyer is a better run defender than he is a pass rusher, how they're going to be able to stop Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. Because, look, Jared Goff can throw the ball around, and they have Laporta, and they have Amon-Ra, who's a great wide receiver, and Jameson Williams. But they mainly want to run the ball and pound it down your throat. And it's what kind of worries me, though, with Sawyer, a rookie, kind of inexperienced, hasn't played a ton of snaps this year. If he is going to be able to help, and they could just run right at Jack Sawyer, Joe, and avoid Alex Highsmith entirely, who's a really good run defender. And I am concerned if they're going to run to that side. It does worry me. I would imagine that they're going to have Hayward
and Sawyer
on the same side.
Yeah, it's not as much of a worry as it's been in recent years, but it's a worry. I'll acknowledge that, Limits. You win that point.
Thank you.
Next.
On your guy, Jackson Dart, he says he is absolutely not concerned by opponents saying to treat him like a running back. And basically what they mean, Jackson Dart, opponents saying, hey, when he's a runner, because of how much he runs, treat him like a running back when they're hitting him and going at him out of bounds. This is the thing that concerns me, though, why I'm not buying in fully to Jackson Dart, Joe, because I will acknowledge you were right that he is a solid NFL quarterback right now, but I worry about his long-term future because this guy takes way too many shots.
Yeah, he's crazy and in some ways stupid. You can't keep doing that at this level and hope to survive. And he's going to wind up killing his own career by playing like that. You have to be smarter. It's one thing if you're Josh Allen, and even Josh Allen, he gets a little crazy sometimes. He does. But he always seems to be under control and has a knack for not taking those hellacious hits on runs. Like, this dude is dark, is challenging people on his way out of bounds. It's just stupidity. And it's hurting him and it's hurting the team. And he's going to have to curtail that or he's going to have a very short career.
Do you think that that was coaching with Dable and it was the reason why they wanted to move on so strongly?
What do you mean?
That maybe they just weren't reining in Jackson Dart enough to basically say, hey, man, we know you want to play free, but you also can't be dumb out there making these types of decisions.
I just think that's him, and that's the way he wants to go about it and prove himself, and he has. I don't think anybody doubts his toughness right now. I just doubt his intelligence. It's not his integrity. It's his intelligence. Yes.
Well,
go ahead.
This is not really an intelligent comment, I think, from Geno Smith. He says, I expect to win a lot of games here, meaning with the Raiders in Vegas.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll goes to Vegas. They trade for Geno Smith, who had a pretty solid bounce back. Didn't he win comeback player of the year with Seattle
as
well?
At one point, yeah. It's been a while.
The Raiders are very irrelevant. What do you make of the Raiders? What do you make of Pete Carroll coming out of retirement? It feels like Pete Carroll and Belichick are in similar situations. Coaches that came out of retirement to coach again, college and in the NFL, and it seems like time has just entirely passed them by.
Yeah, it's actually sad to watch because he's one of those guys who, you know, is upbeat every single day of his life, seemingly, and comporting himself like somebody 40 years younger.
Yeah.
You know, it can be annoying a little bit, but it's also somebody, for me at least, he's always been an easy guy to root for. I like that kind of attitude. And to walk into this situation and have it go the way it has, it feels sad when I look at the sidelines and watch him. And Ashton Jeanty just looks like a colossal bust. Geno Smith is horrifying. Max Crosby is yelling at people who don't set the edge. He was yelling at Devin White. Did you see that down by the goal line?
No, I did not.
Yelling at him coming off the field because Devin White looks like he weighs 380 pounds and is playing with no effort, which isn't a good combo.
Talk about a linebacker that's had a huge fall from grace. He was an all-pro in Tampa Bay years ago on those Brady Super Bowl team.
Yeah, he looks like he's done. They all look like they're done, and that is just a tire fire out there. That's just a disaster. And I don't know, can you think of a worse situation in the NFL right now? I can't.
Did you see what Zach Wilson had to say? Do you know where Zach Wilson is playing first?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quarterback Zach Wilson, former number 2 pick of the Jets.
The guy who smoked the Steelers for 2 long touchdown drives in the only good game of his career. Yes, yeah. I know who he is. Where is he?
He's in Miami. Where?
That's right.
Tua has been benched.
Yes.
Zach Wilson said something that made me think of you, Joe, because you like to say that you're anxious and scared.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson said he is frustrated and confused as to why he is not starting in Miami, as seventh-round pick Quinn Ewers is getting the ball and not taking it home, but taking it to the stadium and playing against the Cincinnati Bengals this week.
What's he confused about? He's horrible and therefore never gets to play anymore.
But they paid him $6 million
yeah.
in the offseason to be their number 2 quarterback. Quinn
and
Ewers
then they brought him
three.
In and watched him practice every day. A lot of this has to be on Mike McDaniel. Do we have any Mike McDaniel? Do you have Mike McDaniel after the game? Or just go to his famous clip about early in the year when he was going to be fired.
He was really frustrated at the, you know, just like he's as I was, and you know, we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers.
And we don't need to hear anymore.
No, you don't want to hear about how Tua played.
Yeah, he's going to take the snaps this week, and he's going to be their starter this week, and my expectation is that we don't throw 10 picks.
Well, he's not the starter anymore, Mike.
It really does sound like he's high all the time, does it not? Let's hear the beginning of that first clip you played just until we get up to the whatever he said about the Chargers. I mean, this is an NFL coach.
And these are the conversations that he's having with the owner.
He was really frustrated at the, you know, just like he's... As I was, and you know, we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers, and
that's good stuff. Limits.
That was kind of the extent of it.
That was just kind of the extent of it.
Can't get enough of that, and I do feel bad for Tua in a way because I like Tua. I think he's got a pretty good personality. All the interviews I've seen, he just can't play quarterback at the NFL level. Most people can't.
No, never tank for Tua, Joe. That was the whole notion. The Jets are going to tank to be able to get Tua Tagovailoa, yeah. And then Justin Herbert ended up being the next pick, and Joe Burrow was the number 1 pick that draft, and what opposite direction.
Man, Burrow has had some interesting comments, hasn't he? And Zach Taylor was in the frying pan yesterday, or maybe the day before, at his media session, with people asking him about his contract. Is it true it runs through 2027? And I didn't think he came off great. He came off like a guy who thinks that there's been enormous success there. They did have a 2-year run. They did. But other than that, it's been pretty horrible. And if he's not feeling the heat, he should be feeling it. Would you agree? Do you think he's going to be back next year?
I don't think so, no. Not the way that Joe Burrow is even talking about his future with the Bengals.
Well, he did double down on Zach, though. He did, but he also said the clock is ticking, or at least intimated that the clock is ticking.
So Burrow was asked, is there any world that you're not the quarterback of the Bengals next year? And Burrow said, I can't see that, no. Okay, follow up. Have you ever thought about the possibility of not being here during your career? And Burrow said, you think about a lot of things.
Yeah,
and then
he
went
into
a little bit of a tangent about it.
He did say that.
You think about a lot of things. If I'm in Cincinnati, that would be my entire show today. You think about a lot of things. What is the future going to look like with Joe Burrow?
And the instability of the AFC North, it's weird. It's like all the other teams over the years have tried to copy the Steelers model, even though in the last decade, the Steelers model hasn't even worked very well.
No.
But, and really longer in Cincy. I mean, they kept Marvin Lewis forever, and now Zach Taylor, and I think they will keep Zach Taylor.
Why but would they keep Zach Taylor? Like, I know
well,
that Burrow
because
hurt.
Because he developed Burrow, and when Burrow's been healthy, they've gone to championships, you know?
I wonder if, how much credit can you give to Zach Taylor for developing Burrow, or was Burrow just that dang good when he came into the NFL?
No, you got to go. I give him a lot of credit.
You do? Okay.
There's a lot of guys who come in talented.
Well, I think it helps that Burrow is just so talented, plus having Chase, plus having Higgins on the outside.
Sure.
You would think it would be very hard to not succeed. It'd be hard to screw that up.
Yeah, and to be fair, I mean, they have been ravaged by injuries, notably to him, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, to Burrow especially, and
seems
Higgins
to me to come down
games.
to the idea that when he's been healthy, they've been good. When he's been hurt, they've been bad.
Yeah,
I always put the quarterback above the coach in those equations, but the instability around the AFC North is just striking.
Should John Harbaugh be back next year?
Depends on how this year finishes. I think we're almost at the end of the line for him.
So if
and then there's Kevin Stefanski.
Comparing Harbaugh to Tomlin, which I know we talked to Rob Long about a couple of weeks ago. There is just so much more evidence as to why Tomlin should go before Harbaugh goes. And maybe it's realistic that Harbaugh does go first in Baltimore. Could you imagine
that?
Wait,
what's all the evidence that Harbaugh should go first?
They've actually won some divisions and
won
some
playoff. Or that Tomlin should go first, yeah.
Because they haven't won a playoff game in 8 years, because they've just been mild and mediocrity.
I know, but what if the Steelers win the division this year and the Ravens are stuck at whatever, 8-9, or just not winning the division?
Doesn't that
swing back to Tomlin?
Look, I've been very harsh on Harbaugh and on Lamar for their inability to win playoff games, but they've at least sniffed an AFC championship more
they
recently.
They went to the AFC
Steelers.
Championship.
Yeah, they were there.
Yeah, I hear
they almost,
that.
They almost went to the Super Bowl. They had a good chance in that game, Kansas City, right? They played?
Yeah, I hear that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.